Welcome back to House to Home. I'm Brian Thompson, and my special guest today is Amy Swain, the events coordinator and Lemonade Day Lemonade Day City Director of the Boys and Girls Club of Bloomington. Ah, welcome back.
Thank you, Brian.
I swear there will be a test on this at some point. It's a tongue twister.
It is.
So before our break, we were talking about what Lemonade Day and how it got started and this wonderful free program in the workbook and in teaching kids how to be entrepreneurs. As an adult, if I want to help out in some way, what can I do? How can I be involved?
Well, one of the nice things, again, we live in such a wonderful community. Mm-hmm. We have several businesses and organizations that agree to host location for Lemonade Stand on mm-hmm. Lemonade Day, which I don't think I've mentioned yet, is Saturday, May 21st this
Very
year.
Good. Okay.
May All day 21st. Long. Wear yellow.
Nice. Okay. You'll see lots of yellow around town,
Oh,
too.
Yes. Wear yellow in support of all the Lemonade Day kids.
Nice.
But they can contact us at lemonadeday@bgcbloomington.org. That's my email address.
Okay.
And I will work with our webmaster. We have something on our website that's an interface with Google Maps called Stance on the Map.
Okay.
And so when an organization or a business agrees to host a lemonade stand, mm-hmm. they go on the map with green. We use the stoplight. So green means go. It's available for a Lemonade Day child to reserve that stand. Once it's reserved, it turns to yellow. That means it's lemonade. And there are a few places in Bloomington in particular, like around City Hall, mm-hmm. and there are a limited number of stand locations on the Beeline Trail.
Right.
So other than the stand locations, all of that is marked in red.
Okay.
So that means no stands there.
Okay.
Now, you don't have to stop at what's already on the map.
Mm-hmm.
If you know a local business owner or your parents are a local business owner, mm-hmm. maybe grandparent, you can ask them and negotiate for them to host your stand.
Nice.
And you can call us or email us, mm-hmm. and we'll put that stand on the map.
Okay, perfect.
We'll put your hours of operation,
All right.
your name, and what charity you might be donating some of your proceeds to.
Okay, because as part of this, you're making money, hopefully.
Yes.
And part of this is paying yourself back for your supplies,
mm-hmm.
and then what are these kids being taught to do with this leftover money, the money they earn?
That's a really good question. Yeah. The Lemonade Day program teaches the kids to spend some,
mm-hmm.
save some, and share some.
Okay.
So we want them to spend a little bit to mm-hmm. kind of pat themselves on the back
sure.
for a job well done.
Right.
We want them to save some, maybe for a lemonade stand next year,
right. okay.
or for whatever goal they've set that they want to get, and maybe it's a little bit more than they're going to be able to make in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
So some kids open their very first savings account with Lemonade Day money.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
And then the last part of that is to share some.
Okay.
We want the kids to become good community citizens. And
mm-hmm.
so we teach them to think about sharing some with the community so they can pick a local or regional or national nonprofit
mm-hmm.
or charitable organization that they can donate a portion of the proceeds to. So Lemonade Day program is free,
mm-hmm.
and the kids get to keep all the money they make
nice.
And make decisions about what to do with it.
That's amazing, because there's adults that need to teach them. You taught this stuff, you know what I mean? So it's a good thing. And what are the ages? I mean, what's the minimum age for a child to be involved with?
Any child can be become a participant.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of target range is maybe 6 to 16.
Okay, sure.
Now, as you get a little bit older, you lose the cute factor. So
they have a good product.
and that's why we pair them with an adult mentor,
sure.
because the younger kids may need a little bit more adult supervision
sure.
and help. And then as they get older, they can take a lot more on themselves
mm-hmm.
and make a lot more of the decisions, do a lot more of the selling and
right.
the marketing and things like that. And we have a lot of kids who do it from year to year to year.
Sure.
And there are wonderful stories about the lessons that the kids learn through trial and error as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So,
well, I know I'm a runner, and so when I'm on the Beeline or I'm in town running,
mm-hmm.
I love this because you see just lemonade stands all over
Everywhere.
The place. I mean, mm-hmm. Last year, about how many would you say we had?
We had 90 on the map.
On the
90
map.
Locations on the map. And those were in Bloomington, in Ellettsville, mm-hmm. in Unionville,
right.
and everywhere in between.
All over. So it's entire Monroe County.
Absolutely.
So.
Mm-hmm. You can do it in your own backyard if you want to.
Sure.
A lot of the kids will get together in a neighborhood mm-hmm. and have a neighborhood stand. We had one out at Renwick
okay.
that did that. And so we put their stand on the map mm-hmm. as well. You just have to let us know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I think this is a great opportunity for, you know, like you say, kids to learn about running a business, about money management. Also, what a great thing to spend time with, you know, your own children or your mm-hmm. neighborhood children.
Mm-hmm.
What a great mentor opportunity that is, too.
Yeah, and we'll also sign up groups. So we okay. had some Girl Scout troops that participated,
right.
Boy Scout troops, Girls Inc. Mm-hmm. We have a homeschool group
okay.
this year who's
nice.
Interested in doing the Lemonade Day program.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, the curriculum's already done,
yeah,
so
already
it makes
done.
It easy.
All you do is follow along.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you've done this for a little while. What was your favorite stand last year?
Oh, my gosh. Pick a favorite.
I've seen some really cool ones.
Oh.
There's some kids out there with a lot of gumption, I will say.
Yes, there you go. Oh, my gosh. We've got everything from this one father and son who worked really hard and made a red and white striped IU-themed
okay.
stand that folded down into a carrying case.
Nice. Very
they won
cool.
the best stand award because we have contests, too.
Oh, okay.
We had this group of little girls who did garden lemonade,
okay.
and they actually used herbs from Hilltop Gardens
yeah.
in
okay.
their lemonade,
nice.
And they dressed up like animals, and they had a little stuffed animal-themed stand. Stand, which
right.
was just adorable. We had a little sister who had her younger brother help, and it was Lucy's lemonade and Grandma's famous cookies.
Oh, nice.
Or brownies.
Nice.
I forget.
Okay.
I think it was cookies.
All right.
But sometimes it's beyond the lemonade. So,
that's
like I
right.
said, you think about your product
yeah.
line. So, yeah.
Grandma just, to donate the cookies.
That's right. And sometimes Grandma will help at the stand,
yeah.
too. She's the mentor.
Exactly.
So.
Love that. That's such a great thing.
Yeah, get the whole family involved.
Yeah. So is this just one Saturday? It's only one on May 21st.
Right. Saturday, May 21st okay. is the official Lemonade Day
okay.
for the state of Indiana,
the
by the way.
Okay.
We have 8 Lemonade Day programs in Indiana.
Wow.
Yeah, in some places it's hosted by the Economic Development
sure. okay.
Commission. Some it's the Chamber of Commerce. In one Northern Indiana one, it's just an entrepreneur who thought it was a wonderful program.
Right.
Here it's the Boys and Girls Clubs
okay.
of Bloomington.
Excellent.
But all over the state, there are going to be lemonade stands mm-hmm. up. We want everyone to come out on
right.
that day. That doesn't mean you have to have your lemonade stand on that day.
okay.
If that doesn't work for you,
okay.
you can do it the week before, the week after,
okay.
the day before, the day after.
Mm-hmm.
It's really up to you.
Sure.
That's just when there's going to be a lot of hoopla about
right,
it,
right.
a lot of publicity, and that's when our volunteers will be going around judging the contest
okay.
and taking photos so that we can post them on Facebook.
I love that. I know there was the Facebook was really interesting last year because there were some really good, and people were posting videos.
Oh, yes.
And little Vine videos, too, which were really fun.
They would come up with like little songs to
oh.
promote their lemonade stand. It was
yeah.
just adorable.
Yeah. I mean, there are some really, really smart kids. I feel good about our businesses out there.
Because yes.
There's some really smart kids to help out later on.
Yeah. And we're on Facebook. We're on Pinterest. We're on Twitter. And you can find us just by searching for Lemonade BL.
Oh, there you go. Lemonade Bloomington. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we just have a couple minutes real quick. I want to make sure we go over the dates one more time for Butterfly Kisses Dance and then also again for Lemonade Day.
So for Butterfly Kisses Dance, it's Saturday, April 9th
okay.
from 5 to 7 p.m. And the website for that is bkd2016.splashthat.com.
Okay.
For Lemonade Day, there's two dates. There's
okay.
a free interactive workshop
oh, nice.
On Saturday, April 2nd, out at Ivy Tech Center for the Life Sciences.
Oh,
it's from 9 to 11 a.m. Adult mentors and their Lemonade Day entrepreneurs,
mm-hmm.
the children, will be rotating through 7 different stands and learning all those lessons. So it takes it a step beyond the workbook.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also register for Lemonade Day at that workshop
okay.
and then attend the workshop as well and pick
very
up
good.
All your stuff. And you can register for that mm-hmm. on the Lemonade Day website and for Lemonade Day itself, which is Saturday, May 21st, all day long.
All
the
day
kids
long.
Get to pick which what time,
early
what they're
late.
And that's at bloomington.lemonadeday.org.
Wonderful. Thanks, Amy.
Thank you, Brian.
Well, cheers to a successful Butterfly Kisses Dance and Lemonade Day. Remember that if you miss any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLradio.com website and the FC Tucker Bloomington Facebook page.